This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And we're continuing our series on In His Presence, Psalm 16:11. In His presence is fullness of joy, at His right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And I'd like us to turn to the book of Acts chapter 4 and verse 8. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man, by what means he has been made well? Let it be known to you all and to the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you whole. This is the stone which is rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled, and they realized that they had been with Jesus. And seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. The Bible says they took note that they had been with Jesus. And Peter boldly confronts them and rebukes them. Only days earlier, he had denied Christ and all of the disciples had fled. And, you know, what had changed? Well, they'd been filled with the Holy Spirit, because to see men who had recently run in terror now full of holy boldness, you might ask what had made the difference. Well, the difference was that they had been in his presence and they were full of his Spirit. They had been in the presence of God, and it was evident. Maybe it would be more evident to a lost world if we, as the body of Christ today, spent more time in God's presence. And so our faith is expressed through our confession. And this works in the positive or in the negative. And this is why we must be very careful about speaking words of faith and not words of doubt or unbelief. Because ultimately, our faith can never move beyond our confession. Hebrews 4 and verse 14 says, "Seeing then we've got a great high priest who's passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession." So the Bible says to hold fast, because it's not enough to just confess the right thing once. If you end up negating your confession a few hours later or a few days later by speaking words of doubt and unbelief, we must pray in faith, yes, absolutely, but then we must also speak in line with what we're believing for. Hebrews 10 and verse 19, "Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful." So the Bible again says to hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, because it's the blood that gives us access to the presence of God. It's the blood that sets us free from sin and fear. And we must learn to proclaim the power of the blood over our life and our family. We must declare its cleansing, keeping, delivering power. Amen? There is power in the blood of Jesus. And that's why, again, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus. And so fear has no place when we understand the power of the blood. 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 1 to 8. Here it's talking about King David. David experienced a very discouraging situation because, you know, he'd been off fighting battles for the Lord. And verse 1, "Now it happened when David and his men came to Ziklag, and the third day the Amalekites had invaded the south of Ziklag, attacked Ziklag and burned it with fire, and had taken captive the women and those who were there, from small to great. They did not kill anyone, but carried them away and went their way. So David and his men came to the city, and there it was, burned with fire, and their wives, their sons, their daughters had been taken captive. Then David and the people who were with him lifted up their voices and wept, till they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the widow of Nabal the Carmelite, had been taken captive. Now David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God." You see, David didn't give in to fear and panic. Rather, he sought the presence of God. Then David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, please bring the ephod here to me. And Abiathar brought the ephod to David. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. So here we see a principle that was so perfectly exemplified by David that, you know, none of us are exempt from the trials or the storms of life. We can't always choose our circumstances, but we can always choose our attitude and our circumstances. And David chose to remain positive in a negative situation. David chose to seek the face of God rather than running in panic. And so he sought the presence of God. We must seek his presence even when under pressure. Fact is, even more so when we're under pressure. No matter what your problem, the answer is always found in his presence. I love that in Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10. You know, Daniel was in a very pressurized situation because the decree had been given that no one was allowed to pray to any god other than the king. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home, and in his upper room with his windows open towards Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees 3 times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days. So prayer was a custom. It was a practice. It was a habit. It was part of his lifestyle. It was something that he did every day. You could see there was part of his daily routine was to pray. And I like the way that he could have just closed the windows, but he didn't. He left the windows open. He didn't hide who he was, and he didn't hide what he was standing for and who he was standing for, because it's in his presence that we lose the fear of man. I'm sure he probably felt fear to some degree, but he chose faith, not fear. And again, we must choose faith and not fear in every situation and circumstance. Daniel chose to walk in the fear of God, and this is why, again, we remember him all these years later. And so, again, in his presence, we must understand pride has no place. Secondly, fear has no hold. And thirdly, sin has no grip. Did you know that sin loses its grip on you in God's presence? Romans 6 and verse 14, for sin shall no longer be your master, because you're not under the law, but under grace. The New Living. Sin is no longer your master, for you no longer live under the requirements of the law. Instead, you live under the freedom of God's grace. And the English Standard. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you're not under law, but under grace. God has promised each of us complete victory over every sin and temptation. Praise God. And so, Ephesians chapter 6 acknowledges the spiritual battle that every Christian faces when it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you'll be able to quench all the fire darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And so we must persevere in prayer. We must understand when we persevere in prayer, because it's prayer, again, through prayer, through worship, that we enter into God's presence. And it's there that we discover that sin has no grip, because God has promised us complete and utter victory over every sin and over every temptation, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Our battle is not against flesh and blood. People are not your problem. There was a reason why amateur wrestlers would rub baby oil on their muscles before a match, because it makes them harder to grip. And in the same way, when we've been in the presence of God, the enemy just cannot get a grip on us. That's why David said, I've been anointed with fresh oil. David understood. He knew the enemy couldn't get a grip on him. It's only in his presence that sin and temptation loses its grip over your soul. This is the reality. No matter what you're struggling with, whether it's pornography or drugs or alcohol or homosexuality or fear or anger, whatever the issue is, anxiety, panic attacks, complete freedom is available for you, but you will only find it in God's presence. And this is why many believers, unfortunately, live on a level so far below what God has for them, because they never truly enter in to receive what God has. They never receive the breakthrough. They never receive deliverance or freedom, because they never make time for God's presence. So again, you can spend the rest of your life on your phone talking about your problems to people, or sitting on a psychologist's chair, or trying to lose yourself in endless box series on Netflix, numbing the pain with alcohol or drugs, self-medicating, etc. But the answer is found in His presence. And this is why, again, in His presence is fullness of joy. At His right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And so I pray for every person listening today, Lord, no matter what is going on in their life, no matter where the enemy has a grip on them, that You will bring freedom, You will bring deliverance, and that You will just know that they're not alone, and that, you know what, that sin has no grip on them, that You set them free 2,000 years ago at the cross when You shed Your blood, when You took our place, in Jesus' wonderful name. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow as we finish our series on In His Presence. Shalom.